Hello, everyone. Welcome to the January 24th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for January 24th to January 31st and beyond? The main item this week is that Mercury comes to the end of its retrograde period on Monday, January 25th. After being backwards for the last 3 weeks, the planet of rational thinking and communications will go back to normal. Well, not exactly. You see, there's a bit of a wrinkle in the turnaround of Mercury this week, which is that while the planet resumes direct motion, it is exactly conjunct with Pluto. Since a planet at the end of its retrograde period is barely moving, a condition called stationary in astrology, in other words, appearing to be in one place in the zodiac for an extended period of time, this Mercury-Pluto conjunction, which has been in progress since last week, is maintained all through this week. Mercury is the planet of data and information, and therefore communication, and therefore the media. Pluto has a Shiva-like quality, complete destruction, followed by rebirth. Thus, Pluto can present challenges due to large-scale changes. But since Mercury is mostly a mental significator rather than a material one, then rather than some huge catastrophic event, the Pluto-Mercury combination indicates a large shift in thinking. Another wrinkle to this alignment is that the Mercury-Pluto setup is in near exact square to Uranus, the planet of sudden unexpected events, and also inspiration. This creates a pattern for some surprises coming this week, especially through the media. And, least we should forget, while all this is going on, Jupiter, the planet of truth and wisdom, is itself still retrograde, and still tightly conjunct Rahu, the eclipse point, the significator of confusion and urgency. The retrograde Jupiter-Rahu alignment gets an additional shot of energy this Wednesday when the moon passes over it. One example of this setup already took place last week. We saw a major shift in thinking and attitude towards a major Muslim country when international sanctions against Iran were lifted, and along with that came a prisoner swap with the U.S. and Iran. But generally speaking, this pattern of the planet of rational thinking being afflicted by two planets that encourage extreme events adds up to some pretty crazy thinking. So, it's not a good week for making wise decisions or pronouncements. This planetary setup will continue through this week and into early February, as Mercury slowly gets back up to normal speed in the zodiac. It will break out of the pattern and resume normal operations. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.